Hi, this is Mark doing my audio podcast for class. I'm just going to give you a few quotes. People have you thinking that rights for working people, you know, collective bargaining rights, are some sort of socialist ideal. But when Thomas Dewey ran against FDR in 1944, he supported the Wagner Act as well. As Dewey puts it, the National Labor Relations Act was the work of a bipartisan majority of both houses of Congress. A majority of the members of my party voted for it. That act was modeled on the Railway Labor Act of 1926, a measure which was written, passed, and approved by a Republican administration. The National Labor Relations Act is a good and necessary law. It acknowledges the trend of our times and will continue to be the law of the land. Now I'm going to jump forward in history to Richard Nixon. 1972, Richard Nixon said, "I'm going to make a statement now that's tremendously important, that I trust all of you will remember, and that will be recorded by those here from the press. When we think of dictatorship and when we think of a free trade union movement, the two cannot exist together. There's no country in the world today in which there's a dictator and in which there's also a free trade union movement. And there's no country in the world today which has a free trade union movement in which there is a dictator. And so we see that a strong, vigorous free trade union movement is essential if we're going to have free governments in this country or in this world." And I'll go back to 1952, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, who said, "I have no use for those, regardless of their political party, who hold some foolish dream of spinning the clock back to days when unorganized labor was a huddled, almost helpless mass." So hold that in mind. Workers' rights are human rights, and human rights are part of a just society. Until this time of extremists we're in today, folks of both political persuasions knew the values of unionism and social decency, I suppose one could say. Take good care. Bye-bye.